The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast with a three chart is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. It's a bit later today because you've had to go to the vet, Nick. Not for yourself, obviously. that'd be insane. Was the vet visit okay? Apart from then, you know, taking a bit of lightening your load as far as monetary consideration is concerned, is it okay?
Well, a bit of a lightening of the load financially, yes, but I, amongst most of the population, is showing up at the vet worried that we will have Alabama foot rot. Luckily, we don't, so...
Yeah, I heard about that on the radio yesterday. I was going somewhere, yeah. I heard about it, Alabama foot rot. And
Now every dog with a lesion or a cut on its foot is going to the vet going, is it foot rot? So the vet's like, there has been some definite panic, so, including us.
Okay, well, but is it all okay, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have Alabama foot rot yet, as far as we know.
But they charge you handsomely for the privilge of even stepping
in. £90 for the antibiotics there, yes.
That's a gig to be in, isn't it? They're pretty good. In fact, I'm not concerned. If this Alabama foot rot was probably a myth and a rumour circulated by vets just to get a bit of revenue, I think. So they're doing quite well out of it. Okay, let's go with the stocks. First one is Berkeley Energia. Barclay Energy. BKY is the ticker there. What's it looking like on the chart?
I like this stock. It's a mean reverting stock. So when you go back on a weekly chart, Barclay comes back to the 50 and then reacts there. I like this really well. So when we rallied, the January highs were the 50% of the rally from the 2008 low and the 50% retracement of the decline from the 2010 highs. And what have we done? We've retraced all the way back to 41s, and that's 50% of the rally from the low. So that's what this stock likes. It likes 50% retracements. That means that we can mark 50% of the decline from January, and if we get through that, we look pretty good for higher, because there's two scenarios here. One is that 41 level is the low, and then we're going to continue higher to make new highs. And if we do, we should go between 87 and 90 for our first target, and then a return to the highs, Mr. Fibonacci says, at 122. For the second target. So that would be really nice. But it might be that we stall around 157, which is the 50% retracement. Sorry, at 57.
Yeah.
And then we take another dip lower, because we're still a long way, if you look, from the 200-day moving average. The RSI says to me that there's a really good chance that this is the retracement finished and we continue higher. But just be aware that that might be the scenario.
Or you
make a wedge or a triangle.
But also,
but it looks really good. I like it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes a stock needs to get oversold, get a bit more momentum into it, so it drifts a bit, doesn't it? And I posted an update today on Westminster Group, and I said, you know, when a company's overbought, don't think you should sell just because it's overbought, because often you see a little bit of a consolidation then, because what's happened there? When it rises quickly, it attracts a lot of inward investment, a lot of interest in the stock. People do research, start investing, and even though they don't know about it, it's being overbought, you know? And so it'll consolidate. And then, almost the second time it gets overbought, then it's time to be a bit wary, not the first time, you know, because that's when inward investment's coming in. And same with this, if you look at oversold once, then oversold a second time, then the rebound happens. Doesn't it, you know?
Yeah, it like tricks people. But what you're seeing is really distribution. But yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, anyway, let's go on to the next stock, which is very popular, but it's in a bit of a downturn of late. Will it bounce here? EVR Holding or EVRH, what do you reckon?
EVRH, really nice. You know, five waves up from the 2016 lows. So we're going to see two waves of correction lower. And we haven't yet come back to the 200-day, which is at 5.8. So for me, I am expecting support for EVRH between somewhere between 5.8 and 6.7, So that's the 200-day and the sort of 61.8 retracement of that last swing higher. So I think this still looks all right to me. Probably 5.7, 5.9 might be more likely, but it looks really good. Just be patient. You know, we are, as we just talked about, oversold. You know, the RSI is below 25, and I think that we will bottom soon, but we need to go a little bit further.
Okay, cool. And the last one is YOLO Leisure and Technology. It's had a horrible run of late, but are we seeing a bottom here? It's upticking here, a bit of interest today. What do you reckon, Nick?
YOLO, really trying. So we've got our first, we've got a daily close above the 20-day moving average for the first time in, since the end of January, which is good. Now we've got to get back above the 50-day moving average, and we've got to get back above those December lows, and that price is at 0.597, so 0.6. So we need a daily close above 0.6 and above the 50-day moving average, and then the first Fibonacci retracement, which is where we stalled when we rallied last week, is at 0.67. I think it looks really good for another leg higher. We should go to at least 0.85 next. That's where the 200-day moving average is as well. And only if we get above the 200-day moving average again, I think, can we say we've bottomed. You know, the first time we had a go and failed, this time I think we'll nail it on if we can do it.
Okay, marvellous stuff. And Nicola, if you send me those charts, I'll put them on the company pages. Also on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.